Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hello, folks, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. I'm your host, Tom Majeur, with John Duman. Welcome back, John.
Hey, Tom. It's good to be here.
Hey, I always like to start off the month with you.
Well, that's fun.
It's fun to do recordings with you, and I do enjoy this. We give an overview of what the month is going to look like to our listeners. And so, John, we have a number of things to look forward to, but this is Reformation Month.
This is your favorite month, is it not?
It is. I also say that about Thanksgiving, too. So 2 out of 12 is not too bad.
No,
right?
It's not.
Well, you know, we are going to be talking about Reformation, the Big Four. So, John, why don't you have a word of prayer and we'll get started.
All right. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your very many blessings. We thank you first and foremost for getting us through another 9 months of this year with all of its ups and downs. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to guide us. And Lord, I pray that these recordings that we will be broadcasting this month will reach people, that will touch their hearts, it will get them to thinking about the things that they need more than the things that they want. Lord, I pray that you reach out, draw them to you, if this is your will. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now, John, you and I are getting more senior-like, and do you remember when word association, okay?
Okay.
Do you remember the day when people would say the Big Four? What were they referring to?
Usually the basketball playoffs, or it could have been the hockey playoffs.
Oh, John, I was thinking about automobiles.
Yeah, I mean, that's there.
Well, it's probably because I'm
from the automobile. Yeah.
And I'm from Michigan. Yeah, the Big Four was the Big Four automakers.
So right.
Do you happen to remember what those Big Four? Now I've got you on topic.
let's see. I would say Ford, General Motors, American Motors.
The other one's still around. It begins with a C.
Chrysler.
That's right.
There you go.
You got it, John. Well, you know what? We have a Big Four here at Strong Tower Radio. And the Big Four is the months that we have a library that we have been building, that we have special emphasis of programs. And can you name the Big Four of Strong Tower Radio? I am really putting you on the spot today.
I'm not even sure what you're talking about.
The Big Four, okay. One of them's in October.
Oh, okay. Reformation Month.
Okay.
And then we've got Christmas, of course.
Correct.
And then we've got the Passion Week.
Yes. And the other one's in my favorite month.
November, Thanksgiving.
That's right. That's, okay. Those are the Big Four. And those are great programs to invite your friends and neighbors, coworkers to listen to Strong Tower Radio. So we have two consecutive months, October and November, that are invite somebody to listen to Strong Tower Radio.
Well, I mean, really, you could throw in December because that's really a good month to listen to.
That's right, and that's Christmas.
So,
well, you know what? We have, just going back a couple of years ago, I was looking in the archives and putting together the programming for the Reformation Month. We start from the 2nd of October, that's Sunday, 2nd of October, we start programming. At one time, I saw that we had 120 hours of Reformation programming.
You certainly could get the idea that there's something to be said for Reformation, couldn't you?
That's right. And you know, John, the thing is that the Reformation in many quarters has been forgotten, but the lessons of the Reformation, what is it said that if those who don't learn from history will repeat it?
Well, I think We'll see a little bit of that later when we talk about the newsletter.
Yes. Well, thank you. And we will talk about that. Speaking of the newsletter, do you want to go first to our programs of the month of October?
Programs as in variety hours?
Well, we could do that, too. You just came off of a tour. In fact, as we record that you're in the midst of a tour, you've just been to Charlotte, and you're going to Wilson. Talk about going from one extreme to the other. Charlotte is down there by Lansing, kind of centered in the center, but lower central of the lower peninsula, going all the way up to Wilson, which is in the upper peninsula.
Yep.
We're going to be airing it. You said that some really good sound was gathered, performances, messages, and such.
Charlotte's a really, really warm church. I was quite impressed that it was bigger than I imagined, and the people really went out of their way to help us out. It was a tough setup. However,
explain what a tough setup is. Is the layout of the sanctuary?
No. When we visited with them a month ago, we found out that they didn't have any spare connections for our mic cords. But they said, we really have been waiting for a reason to buy this upgrade.
Okay.
So we're going to use you as the excuse.
Okay.
So that's fine. Well, when we got there, they said, so, you know, our board's such and such, and, you know, this is the new edition. And I said, well, I have a kind of a small idea. Great. You can set them up.
Oh, okay. So you earned yourself some work.
Yeah. We ended up having to call in a genius to help us out to get it programming to work right. But we did get that going.
So it's not like the old days plug and play?
No. No, not with a digital board. You have to teach the board how it connects, how it works, how it's supposed to input and output. There's just a lot to it. And without the help that we managed to get, we wouldn't have made that work.
But with that in the background, you overcame and God blessed.
Absolutely. The sound checks went very, very well on Friday
evening. And tell people what the sound check is.
Well, when we have groups that are going to perform, we have them come in, and then I can, or my team can, set the levels for the microphones, and then we also get
the recording levels.
Yep, the recording levels and the positioning of the microphones, the stands, the, you know, if they need a seat or whatever, if they're playing an instrument, that sort of thing. So it's a pre-production kind of a setup so that we know sound-wise where we need to be and position-wise where we need to be.
So it kind of sounds like a wedding rehearsal.
Yes, with a lot more work involved. And then the evening of Sabbath, the program, the music was absolutely phenomenal. The talent there that came was just amazing. And short of a few audio type little problems, or many problems if you want to say, the devil was working hard, I will say that, to try and set the program down. But God overcame, and we ended up with a good program, and everybody appeared to have a good time and was blessed, and we came back tired but satisfied.
You know, John, every single one of these, and Deb Blosser, who, and your brother, Tim, who are the producers of the Variety Hour, and you're up in the high 30s of those you've produced.
Yep, we did. Actually, Charlotte was number 30, and Wilson is number 31.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing is there are no favorites, but everyone is special in its own way.
Oh, you can't have a favorite. As we go, it seems that everyone gets better. So where we started, we had some pretty good programs. They're just getting better and better and better. And the music, the stories, and occasionally we have people come in and they get to talk about how they came into the church. And those are phenomenal stories as well. So it's just You've got to attend one if you haven't.
Absolutely, and they're worth the drive. I mean, you drive 2.5. I don't know how far, many hours. Wilson, is that 4 or 5 hours?
It's over five.
5 hours to put it on. Our listeners, is truly a blessing, and we do play them on the radio. But as I have often said, it's in person is always better.
Absolutely.
So, John, that's it. And then you're going up to Wilson, and that's fantastic. Hey, let's talk about that newsletter. You are the editor of the newsletter.
And, I am.
And been there, done that myself. And so you've succeeded me in that, and you've brought some wonderful graphics in it, and everybody brings something to the table. You know, it's funny, John, I read through the article, I kind of shared this with you, I read through the whole thing, we do proofreading, and I read to the end, and I said, who wrote this article? And up in the upper right-hand corner, you had to point out that that was me. So, John, well, you finally made it to the big time. You've got a cover article now. So tell us about the Reformation and the Great Reformer.
Well, I can't take credit for any of this. This was all given to me by God. He put a seed in my mind that the Reformation is so much more than...
It's not just one person.
No, it's not one person, but it's so much more than the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th century actions. Because the Reformation has been going on since before creation.
What a deep thought.
And I was impressed to write about the Great Reformer in addition to Reformation, because we may or may not have heard of the Reformation and some of the people involved. I'm sure that you've heard of some of them, like Luther and Zwingli, and there are a few that you've heard of, but what they did or what they accomplished, you may not know. Those things are important to learn, but the Great Reformer is Jesus.
Yes.
You think about what, if you read about the reformers during those centuries of what they call the Reformation, many of them didn't survive.
Okay.
They were flat out killed, burned at the stake, they were drowned, you name it, it happened. And then some just, they were basically run ragged, so they lost their health and died for those reasons. But when you go back to the story of Jesus, he was trying to reform the Jewish church, if you will, the leaders there. He tried to talk to them. He tried pointing out their faults and what they were missing. And they missed the whole boat as far as the gift that God had given them in his son. So it was a reformation in the simplest form, if you will. And in the end, because they hated the things that he wanted to change or what he was doing as far as their point of view was, they killed him. So he wasn't necessarily the first reformer that was killed, but he was certainly the most important.
I'm so glad that you brought that point out, and you've made a valid point, and I appreciate that. Let's review David Bolduc's article. I have just really appreciated his presidential articles, and I've told him so. The last 3 months have been just spot on and comfortable or thoughtful. And he talks about in John 6, he's talking about when Jesus fed thousands of people. And I liked how he took a perspective that the crowd represented a whole spectrum of people. There was a thoughtful mother, and that guess part of the title, a thoughtful mother who sent food along with her son. And then the lad, he could have sat back, he could have been comfortable. He had his.
Right.
And everybody else was hungry, but he offered it. He was asked, and he offered that to people. It takes thoughtful people. It takes people who are comfortable or willing to give, and he was willing to give. And David brought out a very practical point. We have a newsletter that we mail out every month.
Yes, we do.
And over 1,700 of those newsletters go out with a postage page envelope. And those envelopes have value to them. They have a cost. And if you're like me, John, I give my monthly, even though I'm an employee of Strong Tower Radio, I had somebody speak to me. He says, even before I started, he said, do you give to Strong Tower Radio? I said, of course, yes, I do. He says, are you going to continue giving after you start working? I said, yeah. He says, you need to do that because even though you're an employee, you need to be giving. And so I get the envelopes, I get the newsletter, and I bring them back to the station and put them back into the system so they could be used again.
Yeah.
And David made the point is, you know, after they Jesus had all that food, they gathered it up and put in baskets, and I assume people took it home. And so it was repurposed, and those envelopes could be repurposed. How about bringing them back to church, giving them to another person who does mail their gifts in those particular envelopes, or when we're at a Strong Tower Radio event like you are, or in the newsletter, you also see when we visit various congregations and often we're asked to speak or take some role in, just pass them back and have us repurpose those.
Sure. You could pack a bunch of them up into a larger envelope and send them back to us if you like, or, like David mentioned, put a $2 bill in and send them back, or a $5 bill. And if, as he tied in with his article, the $2 bill ties in with the two fishes, and the $5 bill ties in with the five loaves of bread.
Absolutely.
So in honor of that story, you might consider that small gift.
I appreciate that. John, would you review Cam's article about a changed life? We always love to tell changed life
yes,
stories.
Yes, we do. Do you all remember last month there was a picture, actually two pictures, of someone being baptized, and that's all we gave you? Well, this month we're going to tell you a little bit more. And in fact, Cam writes the story about how a man named Mark Baker met a lady named Joey Retzema. And it's a pretty exciting story, especially if you've met them. It's they're a phenomenal couple of friends. And her story as she came along, it's inspirational, certainly. Mark saw her sitting at the end of the pier in Grand Haven, and he just was inspired to give her a glow tract. And when he walked up, she had her dog with her, and normally this dog doesn't like people, but the dog acted friendly, and she thought, wow, that's interesting. Maybe I will read this tract. They made a date to see each other again, and he handed her another, and he said, if you want to know about me, you need to listen to Strong Tower Radio.
What a character witness.
No kidding. And she did.
This is his value system. This is what he believes in. And he put that, I mean, how many people do that?
Praise the Lord. It's an amazing thought to come across to people when you meet someone. If you want to know me, listen to this.
Well, you know, that really rings true because the books you read defines who you are and such.
What you watch, yes, absolutely.
Well, listeners, we're going to continue reviewing the newsletter. You can get this newsletter yourself online. You can go to strongtowerradio.org or str.fm is a quick link to get us there, and you can download the newsletter, or you can get on that mailing list and get one of those envelopes yourself. Well, listeners, we'll be right back continuing to review this month's Reformation Ministry News.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org, and there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Hello, folks. If you were listening moments ago, you'll know that Tom and I were talking, and we're back to talk to you some more.
We were in the midst of a story about one of our listeners, and they were introduced. Is there anything left to that story?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not going to give you all the details.
Oh, that's right.
We want you to read the article in the newsletter, folks.
That's true.
But Joey continued to attend church, and at one particular Sabbath morning, Pastor Bob Benson gave an appeal. If you're interested in giving your life to Christ, come up to the front. And she was motivated and inspired to do so. So initial Bible studies, and that continued on until just here recently, she was baptized.
Amen.
And
Amen.
We always look forward to those stories.
We rejoice. And there's been other baptisms that we've heard of recently here in the Strong Tower Radio listening area. On page 4 is the current events. Of course, Reformation Month is one of the big four. During the Easter period, the Passion Week, and the month thereof. And we have, of course, in October, we have a Reformation Month. In November, we have Thanksgiving, about 6 hours of Thanksgiving programs, as well as spots throughout the month on the thought of Thanksgiving and, of course, Christmas. But, you know, the Reformation and started before Martin Luther, but his nailing the 95 Theses on the door of the Wittenberg Chapel on October 31st of 1517, and the documents circulated just kind of coalesced the movement.
Well, at the same time, Tom, was when the printing press was developed, or not long, or not much before that. So for the first time, literature could be printed and dispersed throughout the public, and it hadn't had that capability. So it was a combination of things that set that fire.
And there is a time, and God led.
Absolutely.
It got became a wildfire across the world. And in some ways, we feel the Reformation Month here on Strong Tower Radio reverberates from the 2nd of October all the way through the 31st, and with multiple programs. We're going to talk about more of that later in the program. But the thing I wanted you to invite our listeners is sometimes you're not sure how to witness for Christ and such. And one way is just like Mark Baker did in the Changed Live with Joey Ritzema, is actually sharing the station with her.
Sure.
And I was talking with one of my cousins who had toured the station. She asked how the station was coming in a subsequent family gathering, and I said, we're doing this program on Reformation. She happened to be a Lutheran, and I was able to tell her a number of things about Luther and the Reformers, and she says, I didn't know that. And she says, I need to check that out. And so this is an that just seeded in my mind that these big four are a chance to introduce people to Strong Tower Radio.
Sure.
And the things that you all love and listen to on it. So tell us a little bit about Cam's article on page 7.
Well, this is an appeal And it starts with him mentioning that he spent a bit of time in the UP and he attended Upper Peninsula's camp meeting, which we did as well, which was short, but very inspirational. And while we were wandering through a little town and checking out one of the shops there, he found a plaque that caught his attention because it said, "Lord, prepare me to receive what I am praying for."
Mm. That could go both ways, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And if you really stop to think about that, that's, we're always easy to ask, but we're not very easy to think about what that might do to us when we're blessed or not blessed with what we asked for. So it's probably a good idea to say, prepare me for what I ask for as well.
That's a wonderful thought.
And he goes on to talk about how we prayed quite extensively for the 10 stations that we applied for. God gave us 8 of those, which we're excited to put on the air as soon as we have contracts for towers and that sort of thing. But he also goes on to say that the areas that these stations are going to go live in, they need to be prepared as well. So there's work to be done on the front end in these areas. So
it all doesn't come from the tower. There has to be boots on the ground.
Absolutely. So again, we need to pray to prepare us for that which you've given us. So in those cases, they're getting a station that God gave them in their area, but they need to prepare both themselves and the community for that new station. It's a very interesting thought.
And I might add to that note that David has, our president and founder, has been on board with every single launch. That's 15 launches to date and working on 8 more. And the process is much more detailed. You think that, you just sign a contract and buy time on a tower, but there is a lot of details that must be done. This is a highly regulated. He even shared with us that somebody set up a station without getting approval with the FCC, and the FCC is talking about a $2.1 million penalty if they don't cease and desist. So it's just not having the electronics and the structural ability. You have to have permission.
Absolutely.
To do that. So thing that's point is a graphic that we put here. We're at the end of the year. We're finishing out the year, and there's a little bit more to fundraising. It's always nice to finish the year in the black.
Yes.
And so we have, even though by the time you hear it, our year will be closed, but maybe we just need to put a little bit more into our budget goes from October to September. So we'll just put a little bit more into this coming year's budget to make up for a little bit that we left behind in the previous year.
And maybe we ought to think about that plaque when we create the budget for next year. Prepare me for what I'm asking for this year.
That's right.
So that, God willing, we end up in the black. God always helps us out. We always have money to pay our bills. We always can purchase something that we need. There's never any doubt about that. Occasionally, things get a little tight. You know, we might have to wait for a paycheck or two, but God always comes through.
Yes, that's right. And we've seen it over and over again.
Yes, we have.
It's developed some faith in us. What else do you want to share with us?
Well, there is one thing that we need you to do for us, and I believe we talked about this last month. We are trying to be good stewards with the blessings that God gave us, and one of those things is the money we spend in sending out newsletters and things like that. So we're hoping that you will get a hold of us and let us know whether you want to continue receiving the monthly newsletter or if you'd rather not. If you can do that, that allows us to clean up our mailing list and save some money on postage. We're more than willing and happy to send you one if you want one. But if you no longer care to, you can certainly get to it online for us, and you can download it and read it that way, or you can read it right off the screen. But if you like to have paper in your hand, as I do, then we really prefer that you stay on the mailing list, and we need you to get a hold of us. You can get us an information from either the website, go to info@strongtowerradio.org and email us, or call us at 231-468-2087.
You know, speaking about having a hard copy in form, there are some things I just like to have in hard copy. Some can go electronic, but sometimes I just need to be reminded of things. And if I don't get a hard copy, I don't do something. Some people need that to help them with their donations.
Sure.
To remember their donations. I personally choose to do a monthly donation, and so I know I've done my part that I committed to.
Well, if you think about it, you can read the Bible on your phone or on your computer, but to me, it's more real if I'm holding it in my hands and the pages have to turn. Just to me, it's just real. So to have to read everything from the screen, and I'm...
That's your job.
That's my job. I'm from computers. I'm the information technology guy here. And yeah, every now and then you just got to read it off the page.
That's right. Hey, just kind of winding up the newsletter for October. Of course, you'll want to see it in your hands, as we've already mentioned. We're giving you kind of the highlights, but we have Strong Tower Radio makes its staff available so you can come talk. A lot of times we gather stories of changed lives that we never hear elsewhere. Some questions can be asked to us. So that's why we come in person to you. And it's quite a variety of things. We already mentioned that by the time this is aired, we'll be in Wilson. But Marion is here in the greater Cadillac area. Benton Harbor down in the southwestern part of the state, Unionville, Port Sanilac, that's going over on the southeast side of the state, Otsego is down there by Kalamazoo, south of Kalamazoo. So a lot of things going on with Strong Tower Radio staff proceeding.
And, you know, if you happen to be running by Cadillac, feel free to stop by. We'd be happy to give you a tour and to meet you. In addition to that, if you know of people who came into your church listening to Strong Tower Radio, let us know. And if there's someone getting baptized and they came and they got that far listening to Strong Tower Radio, we really would like to know. We'd love to have people's pictures and their stories. So please share them with us.
And when possible, we do cover the whole state, and some places are quite a distance, but we've made quite an effort to be at some of those very special moments of baptism. It's a great joy that our staff enjoys to be a part of.
Absolutely.
Hey, John, we do other things here at Strong Tower Radio, and production and just some things that we're looking forward to. We launched a new program just after the Grand Haven station came on. And several of those early programs were Grand Haven based, with the Musical Fountain and the Coast Guard Festival. We're looking at doing, but we've also been charged by David Bolduc, our president, to look at community service centers. They're places that serve people across the state. We've asked the statewide director, Shelley Ringstaff, to give us a list to start working on. It's the humanitarian effort of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, prompted largely by local congregations. It's local people serving local people. And it is amazing how this ministry, which is decades old, has risen to the occasion. Some exciting interviews I'm looking forward to. We're looking at forward to one that we're going to go on site with the remote digital recorders. We'll have Shelley Ringstaff, the statewide director, will be with us, as well as the director of the Ithaca. That's in the center of the state. She will be. They have a new program that the directors felt that God gave her, and that is that their students that can't come during the community service, they give away sometimes food, they give away clothing, but they can't come during the school day. And so they decided to take the community service to the school to work with the school, the various buildings. The school will indicate who are the families in need that are attending the schools, including the parents, get the information. They send a order into the community service center, and then they fill that order and deliver it directly to them. So we're going to hear that story firsthand from the person who created it and is directing it. They started as a pilot last spring to see how it works, and it went so well then. And then early this year, they have 10 school buildings in the Gratiot County, and they think they're going to make very good progress, and it's way beyond anything they ever expected. They didn't have the resources, but God has actually brought them more clothing and more resources as they gave. It's kind of like Jesus and the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. As they gave out, more just keeps on backfilling and filling their closet so they can take it to the school closet.
Well, it kind of sounds like the Irons Community Center and what they go through, what they've gone through.
Yeah, it is true. And I talked to Shelley. I said at one time these organizations were diminishing, but if something has happened, and churches across the state are becoming exciting, and now it's just there's been a boost, and we're going to catch those stories all the way from Bering Springs in southwestern Michigan to Escanaba. There's stories up there in Escanaba in the UP. We have stories over in Warren, Michigan, over in the Detroit, southeastern Michigan. We're going to be covering middle Michigan, Lansing, East Lansing. Each one of these centers, East Lansing, of course, is right in the home of Michigan State University. You have many immigrants, students coming from out of state, different things that are happening. So each center does it their own way and meets those needs. Two other things that are happening with our community with this program, Strong Tower Radio feature, is we're going to be talking to Silent Observer. Silent Observer and also Crime Stoppers. Not only are we going to talk to a local countywide director, but we're also going to have one of the representatives from the Midwest and who is on the National Board of Crime Stoppers. So she got involved. Her name is Julie Lopez. When her father-in-law was murdered and the case was unsolved, and that energized her to become, and now she is a national leader in this movement. So she will be one of our future programs that are coming up. And more recently, being community oriented, I saw an opportunity to attend the 8-week Michigan State Police Citizens Academy. Definitely opened my eyes and a better understanding of the interaction of the state police, which is an executive function of the state of Michigan. We have the legislative, the judicial, and the executive, and how it works. And I think I'm a better citizen because of that. So that's what this program is all about. Strong Tower Radio Features is to be a community service.
So it sounds like we've got a few road trips and a lot of fun coming up.
Absolutely. And the fun won't stop. So, folks, stay tuned. After this break, we will continue with Strong Tower Radio Today, the monthly theme.
Hi folks, Jelaine Fenner here. We are definitely living in uncertain times, and for some of us, it's scary. Signs of the times are everywhere. Jesus is coming back soon. Read Revelation chapter 22. Jesus says, "Surely I am coming quickly." We at Strong Tower Radio have a free book for you called The Great Controversy. Go to the back of the book and read chapters 35 to 42. It'll help you understand the times we're living in and what's ahead. This book even has 800 historical quotes and 1,200 Bible quotes. I love this book. Call Strong Tower Radio today, 231-468-2087, and ask for The Great Controversy while supplies last. And if we don't answer, please leave a message asking for The Great Controversy with your name, address, and phone number. That's 231-468-2087. On Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Well, folks, John and Tom are back to finish the Strong Tower Radio theme month. And we talked about the newsletter at the top of the hour. We also talked about a few things that are going on besides, but the Reformation Month, the Big Four. John, what is the Big Four? I stumped him again.
The automakers?
The automakers. Yes, and also for Strong Tower Radio.
Oh, that Big Four. We're talking about Reformation Month in October. We're talking about Thanksgiving in November. We're talking about Christmas in December. And we're talking about Passion Week in April.
The Reformation, the Resurrection.
Resurrection.
Passion Month. Yes, and let's go in a little bit depth, about 120 hours. The programming starts, actually, the first time we air this program will be already have been into it. October the 2nd starts at 6 a.m. It's going to be on the sixes, as they say in radio.
Nice.
On the sixes, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. But wait, there's more. We're also doing Pilgrim's Progress at noon. Pilgrim's Progress will be done weekdays, Monday through Friday at 12:30. If you've never heard John Bunyan's book, it's a allegory that talks about the Christian's journey and brings it to life in story form and all the problems that went through. Have you read the book,
John? I have not. I've not even heard the recording, so
okay,
I'm going to have to get on board.
All right. Well, this will be something that starts Monday, and it'll be going all of October. And then some other things, Fresh Manna. Fresh Manna, we have been collecting for years sermons that are related to the Reformation. We gather the best of the best and bring them, and that's done at the a.m. hours, Monday through Friday, 2 a.m., and also at 11 a.m.
So it would appear that if we've been able to collect sermons from the pastors in Michigan about the Reformation, and we have our own programming and things that we've grabbed from other places, Reformation Month is something that's more than just a name. There's data there. There's reasons for talking about it.
We literally have a library. In fact, I went through and categorized. You've been collecting the library, and I've categorized them. And literally, we may have the largest audio collection of any radio station anywhere. And it's a powerful, it's an education in itself. Those who love well-written, well-storied history, It Is Written did a beautiful, beautiful job with the 500. That was done in 2017, and that was the 500th. That's where the name 500 comes from. They took the 9 different programs, one-hour programs, and we start those on the 2nd of October, and that'll be in the evening session.
I don't want to, you know, take away your flame,
sure,
or anything, but for those people who haven't heard about Lineage or Lineage Journey, the audio to that is pretty phenomenal. But if you get a chance to see the DVDs where they take you to the places that these things happened, that is some kind of program, and they do a really good job. The scenery is absolutely gorgeous.
You are there.
And it puts you in the place and tells you the stories. And some of the stories are just absolutely knockout. The things that people went through, you know, in their lives. So if you don't hear it all here and you want to see it more, look up Lineage Journey.
Absolutely. And the it's phenomenal. Often when you take a video track, it's not always... sometimes you lose something with
right.
just the audio track. But the Lineage Journey, they did an absolutely phenomenal job with this. But they take you little... Let me give a specific example of that, John. Is a place in England where literally... there is a stone or there where a person was murdered.
A marker.
Marker where you're really literally at that place. And it's interesting. It's somehow what symbolizes our culture today is they're taking this in the middle of the day. The stone is somewhat near the center of the road. And people are just driving by. They don't even know it's there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and that can happen to us. If you don't know history, you are bound to miss the curve.
Oh, it's no different than the history of Michigan. You know, there's many, many things that happen in this state that people just don't think about anymore.
That's true.
So it's not difficult to understand why people just drive by. They never pay any attention to that stone in the road kind of a thing.
So that happens a little bit later in the, well, actually, if I say that later in the month, it starts, basically follows up immediately what we kick the month off. The very first program they put on is Dr. Michael Horton. He takes the sanctuary, and we talk about that in other programs, and how the Reformation isn't over, that the sanctuary that is illustrated in the Wilderness Generation, as somebody's coined it, from Moses and given by God in Mount Sinai, is given that whole worship service, that sanctuary service replicates exactly what happens in heaven.
Oh, we were on that recording.
We were.
I was doing the engineering, so you won't hear my voice, but that was some pretty deep thinking, and I learned a great deal from that program alone.
That is what we kick off the series. So we kick off the series with Michael Horton's Sanctuary, The Reformation Isn't Over. That is like an anchor stone, and the other one is It Is Written's 500. And so that's a great start to this thing, and it just keeps on going. We've covered three of those programs. Stephen Wolberg created a Reformation program just for Strong Tower Radio at our request. That's on here. Solo Scriptura, a little bit on the deeper side. We've got to work with all levels. Some of it is introduction, the first time you ever heard the Reformation. Some of you've heard the Luther story and you know it very well. You can speak it for yourself. But going in the depth, that particular series was done by Pastor Cameron DeVasier. It's about 14 episodes of that. Then another, a little bit deeper one, was the Village Seventh-day Adventist Church. You hear Pastor Ron Kelly, that's his church. They did a Reformation symposium by scholars. It's at a level that we all can understand, and it's very user-friendly. It Is Written, we talked about 500.
Mm-hmm.
That was done at the 500th anniversary, but that wasn't their first rodeo, okay? They had been doing that previous. It was almost like they were building up to this. They had done a series of reformer biographies, and then they also did of situations and periods of history. So that is sprinkled throughout this whole month that we'll be airing in. Then Light Unshackled, a Michigan pastor that teamed up with actually an IT person, which happens to be Daryl Hosford down in South Western Michigan, and they teamed up together and went to Europe, did similar things that Lineage Journey did, and it is written, going to the site, and after you've heard the audio, you'll probably want to go online and find the video for many of these presentations to go further on that. And then the five foundations, Elder Gallimore, Jelaine, and I went over the five solos, the five principles of that, that was a common thread among the reformers. And so he does a beautiful job of that. And then one of the classic interviews that we had was with Dr. Raymond Holmes. He's passed away in this last year.
Mm-hmm.
He was of the Lutheran tradition and grew up in the Lutheran. He respected Luther so highly, and he has he put on a seminar, and we got a hold of the audio of that, and it's one of our classics we play every single year. It's so good that we literally play it twice during the month, because you need to hear it more than once during the series. We're launching a new program this year. The Lansing Seventh-day Adventist Church did something for families. They had a Reformation celebration that they did last year, and we heard about it, and it was recommended that the program that they put on, the dialogue that they had, would be something we would want for Strong Tower Radio. And so we invited them, and they accepted our invitation, and they came to our studios. I believe it was in December.
It was right around there, yeah.
And they recorded that, and it will debut with this year's programming. And I have a feeling we're going to play that twice in the last week. The young Martin Luther, we're going to probably play that during the children's program. Every Sunday night is children's programming on Strong Tower Radio. And then the adults won't want to miss it. I have a feeling that we will probably ensconce it someplace on October 31st on that day. And then another program that we play is Max McLean. And he does many of the Bible readings that are mm-hmm. heard here.
He's got a great...
The radio Bible.
He's got a great voice.
He does. And what he does is he presents Martin Luther's presentation before the Diet of Worms, Here I Stand.
There you go.
It's a capstone of Reformation.
That would
month.
Be great. And then the end of the month, we have to remember one thing.
Absolutely.
The 31st of October is always...
Some people call it Halloween.
Yeah. Well, in this case, Pastor Gallimore put together a little program, and it's entitled, Should Christians Celebrate Halloween?
So you'll want to listen to this program only on Strong Tower Radio, that we will play this program and get a perspective. Is it harmless? Is it just fun? Or can we just take part of this cookie and not have the rest of it?
Sure. So if you're wondering, if you're worried, listen to the program. It'll answer a lot of your questions.
Absolutely. And to flavor throughout the month for the Reformation, we have 37 spots that are recorded by pastors and other voice talent that we've collected over the years. And there'll be 30-second and 60-second spots that will give you little snippets of the Reformation all month long. There are all kinds of surprises and blessings this month, and after this month you will be able to speak more authoritatively and more confidently in what you believe.
It should be a fun month.
It will be. Well, John, it looks like that wraps up our Strong Tower Radio Reformation Month theme. I do have one other point to make, that October 31st is also called Reformation Day.
Oh, there you go.
I think that might be a good thing to have in our vocabulary.
Absolutely.
Well, John, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for writing the lead article.
Like I said, that didn't come from me.
And thank you also for editing Strong Tower Radio Ministry News.
My pleasure.
And listeners, we are here to serve you as best we can, and we can serve you as you support us and we support you. Our given task is to put on Strong Tower Radio programming on the air, to operate a station. We do that for you, and if you can remember us in your prayers.
Absolutely.
In your gifts as the Lord directs you. You know, somebody has said once, is what you appreciate. If you give, you get more of. If you don't, sometimes you get less of that. So the ministries that bless you and support you, it's wise to invest. And just recently, another ministry that outside of Strong Tower Radio that I've been blessed by, I've made a commitment and I plan to follow through on supporting that ministry.
Well, anytime you get more involved with something, the more it becomes important to you.
And that's true.
Strong Tower Radio is important to us because it is broadcasting God's word, his character, to the state of Michigan and beyond.
And, you know, I was a listener first and a supporter first of Strong Tower Radio. Eventually, that became a greater involvement. And
praise the Lord.
We're willing to share that blessing with other people. So if you want to be a volunteer, let's explore how you can share Strong Tower Radio. We have what we call sharing cards. We'll find a way to get those to you, bookmarks that you can pass out. Say, hey, do you listen to radio? What radio stations do you like Christian radio stations? And then you follow up with permission from them, as this is a station I like, you might like it too, and hand them a sharing card. It's that simple.
Yeah, how much simpler could it get than to ask people what their favorite radio station is and then tell them what yours is?
That's right. It's that simple. Well, John, until next month, November was one of my other favorites, which is Thanksgiving. Until then, listeners, be blessed. Enjoy this Reformation. Write letters. Send us texts. info@strongtowerradio.org. Anyway, communicate with us.
And don't forget to get outside and see the colors that God changes the leaves to.
Until next time, God bless.
Bye now.